Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Tonight, complete live coverage as Joe Biden and Kamala Harris are sworn in as President and Vice President of the United States. Join me, Dawn Tan, and Simon Marks for every moment of the inauguration from Washington, D.C. That's tonight from midnight here on CNA 938.
From bureaus worldwide, this is CNA 938 World Report. I'm Benji Hire in London.
And I'm Jagruthi Dave in Washington. We begin today with the imminence of political change in the USA. Within hours, Joe Biden will become President of the United States. His inauguration gets underway at around midnight Singapore time. Donald Trump will become the first president in more than a century to refuse to attend his successor's swearing in. But the Trump administration is going out with a bang, accusing the Chinese government of genocide against the Uyghur Muslims in Xinjiang. Our U.S. Bureau Chief Simon Marks reports on the last full day of Donald Trump's one-term administration.
On President Trump's final day in office, the news just kept coming. The COVID-19 death toll surpassed 400,000, a grim symbol of the president's failed national leadership. 12 members of the National Guard were relieved of their duties protecting Wednesday's inauguration, because after a fresh round of security vetting, the Pentagon worried they might be a threat to Wednesday's inauguration. A fresh alert that the outgoing president has supporters everywhere. Joe Biden, leaving Delaware en route to Washington, got very emotional, a symbol of the change coming to the White House.
It's kind of emotional for me.
Tears streaming down his face, he thanked supporters in the state where long ago he launched his political career and where his late son, Beau Biden, was Attorney General.
When I die, Delaware will be written on my heart, and I am even more proud to be standing here doing this from the Major Beau Biden facility. Ladies and gentlemen, I only have one regret. He's not here. Because we should be introducing him as president. But we have great opportunities. Delaware has taught us anything's possible.
And from the Trump administration, one final dramatic foreign policy flourish. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo officially accusing the Chinese government of genocide against the Muslim Uyghurs of Xinjiang. On the Fox News channel, they wanted to know why he waited until the administration's final hours.
This was something that then-candidate Joe Biden proclaimed about a year ago. Now, obviously, when you're a candidate, it's much easier to say something than when you are the State Department.
What took so long is when you do something like this, you have to be right. You have to, and I think this will be a bipartisan analysis that will be shared by a broad swath of American leadership. Indeed, leaders all across the world, I think, will recognize that the United States got this right.
As he spoke, his successor, Antony Blinken, and a host of other Biden picks were going through their confirmation hearings on Capitol Hill. And then came Donald Trump's farewell to the American people.
The world respects us again. Please don't lose that respect.
A video released by the White House in which finally he said he is praying for the next administration's success, vigorously defended his record in office, and insisted he isn't done yet.
I fought for you. I fought for your family. I fought for our country. Above all, I fought for America and all it stands for, and that is safe, strong, proud, and free. Now, as I prepare to hand power over to a new administration at noon on Wednesday, I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning.
First thing Wednesday morning, he will leave the White House one last time, use Air Force One for a final flight to Florida, his Gulf estate where he aims to plan the next steps for that political movement. He leaves Washington with record low approval ratings, just 29% in one poll. The Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, said on Tuesday the president had incited the violent uprising on Capitol Hill with his relentless lies about the election. The Democrats' leader, Charles Schumer, now running the Senate, said the president's impeachment trial is coming. The stage is set behind a ring of steel for Joe Biden's swearing in, the expectations for his government already beyond imagining, as he prepares to deal simultaneously with a pandemic, the most serious economic downturn since the 1930s, and now a national security crisis that, in retirement, President Trump may choose to continue stoking. I'm Simon Marks in Washington.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news. It doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.